It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already May 8th. Where did April go? And we're already 1 week through May. The show airs on Saturday, May 8th at 9 o'clock after the 9 o'clock news, or Sunday, May 9th. We do a rerun of it on Sunday, May 9th. And, of course, it's also on Northeast Delta Dental's radio section on our website. So if my guest says some great stuff, which I know she will, you can go back and listen to it. Last week, we had Leanne Haney, registered dental hygienist, talking about how what we eat and drink, how it affects oral health. And, of course, oral health requires effort by us in between going to the dentist, and we support the dental hygiene school at the community college system right here in Concord. And so with that segue, with me this weekend is the president of Lakes Region Community College, Dr. Larissa Baella. And Larissa, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know that you're busy with school, leading the school, as well as all the things that are going on sort of policy-wise. So thank you for joining me this weekend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Tom.
Of course. And, of course, you probably know, but even though I'm running a dental insurance company, my passion really is education. And in my high school yearbook, it said I wanted to become a teacher. And then come to find out, I learned that in business that you could actually teach. And but basically, that's what I do for a living, is kind of, you know, teaching the employees of Northeast Delta Dental. So as you know, we've had many people from the community college system on this program. So I think in general, people are familiar with the community college system, but what they may not be familiar with is your very distinguished and robust educational background. So why don't you describe how you ended up at Lakes Region Community College, and then we'll circle back and describe what LRCC is all about in terms of being part of the community college system in Laconia.
Sure. So I'll give you a little summary, and you can stop me and ask me questions along the way.
Sure. No, I it's a wonderful background, so I probably won't stop you, so just proceed.
I've been in New Hampshire just about 13 years. Prior to being at Lakes Region Community College, I had the pleasure of working at Manchester Community College, and that was the first time that I moved into a public two-year setting. Prior to that, I had been in a private four-year institution in the state of Florida, Lynn University. And prior to that, I was really working my way through grad school, working as an instructor in political science at the University of Florida. My PhD is in political science, and so I had the vision that I was going to be a faculty member teaching political science and doing research when I started, and somewhere along the way, I decided that I really wanted to be more involved in an administrative capacity in a higher ed setting. And I decided, well, let's finish this PhD. Let's keep the doors open of being able to serve as a faculty member if that's something that I wish to continue to do. But what other opportunities are there for me? And so I knew that I wanted to stay in higher education. I'm passionate about higher education and specifically public higher education. But I think that my skill sets allowed me to go into an administrative capacity. And I started in enrollment and admissions, and specifically international enrollment, and then kind of made my way into student affairs and the opportunity at Lakes Region Community College to serve as vice president of student affairs became available in 2012, and I said, I'm going to try that, see how that works. And I don't know how many years later, but probably 7 or 8 years later, I'm still here now serving as president, and really humbled by the experiences that I've had along the way.
What an awesome history. And of course, You have your bachelor's in economics with a minor in Latin American studies from Brandeis University right here in Waltham, Massachusetts. How did you combine economics with this, which I'm sure has really come in handy as well now that you're leading the institution?
You know, one of the great things I think about the U.S. Higher education system is its liberal arts background, and that it really allows students to develop, discover career interests. I was one of those students who went to college not being sure what I wanted to do, and I was actually pre-med at Brandeis before I ended up moving and changing my major into economics. I found that after I took a number of science courses that that it was okay, but not where my passions were. And so I was trying to figure out how do I give myself a good enough background, a framework that would allow me to apply the theoretical knowledge that I was gaining in a more applied field. And I felt that economics allowed me to do that. I had an interest in international work, and so thinking about how countries interact and engage with each other, it seemed like it made sense to think about economics. And so I ended up having the privilege of working with some really great faculty members there. And at the time, also knew that I had an interest in Latin American studies, and so that became my minor as an undergraduate. Which then, when I went to the University of Florida, that was my master's degree is in Latin American studies.
Wow.
So I've been open to lots of doors.
Yeah, and I think this is very instructive because I was an English major at Harvard. I also started as pre-med, and this is when I learned that I wasn't going to become a doctor when I was taking a genetics course. And the professor described a gene as an allele. So then I raised my hand and I said, well, what's an allele? And he said, that's a gene. I said, so I quietly said, you know what, I better stick with English, which I did, and read a lot of stuff, Shakespeare, et cetera. And then I ended up getting my MBA, so I can run numbers, but it's not necessarily my favorite thing to do. So I think the point for the listening audience here is take what you're passionate about in school, and the opportunity, will present itself. What a wide, beautiful background you have. And, of course, not everybody's interested in administration. Clearly, you could be a teacher, you could be a professor, but you've decided to go into leading an institution, which I'm sure you have found out also involves teaching, your senior team. So that's awesome. What a beautiful background for the audience to hear. So now let us talk about Lakes Region Community College. People have heard about it. Sometimes it goes by the acronym of LRCC. So what makes it special? I know I'm very familiar. We partner. We do a lot of things with the NHTI, which is the local community college here, which you're familiar with because I know you live in the Concord area.
I do.
So what makes the LRCC as special for the Laconia area as NHTI is for the Concord area?
Yeah, one of the things, Tom, that I think is really special about the New Hampshire community colleges and the community college system of New Hampshire specifically is that it was designed to really serve the local regions, and that was a very intentional a move on the part of its early founders. And so LRCC is a small community college. We just have about 700 matriculated students this term, this spring term. And most of our programs are really intended to serve the needs of the Lakes region and the surrounding areas, thinking about very, very intentionally as to what are the economic needs, what are the workforce needs, what are the drivers for this region. And so every single one of our community colleges, whether it's Nashua, whether it's River Valley, White Mountains Community College in the north, really keep that identity tied to our local communities. It is part of our mission. And at Lakes Region, for example, that means that we have culinary, pastry, hotel and restaurant operations because tourism is such an important part of our economic prosperity in the region. But it also means that we have, for example, the only fire science program in the state. And so I think every community college has a very local flavor, although we're part of a system and we certainly do something in coordinated in a coordinated fashion, we really tie ourselves to that identity of the local regions that we serve.
So to me, it has the best of both worlds. It has that local flavor with the unique programs that you discussed, but part of a greater system, the community college system. And also, just for the listening audience, obviously there's been talk about the combination of the community college system and the university system, but already you can go 2 years at any community college system and then proceed, if that's what you want to do, to a four-year university. And the best example I always give is when a few years ago I spoke at the NHCI graduation, and you know how graduations are so long. So I was sitting on stage with one of the student speakers who said, oh, I'm going on to a Bryant College in Rhode Island. I said, oh, that's interesting, because my son is actually going there now. So then fast forward 2 years, he's at Bryant. I see the same gentleman again, young gentleman again, same degree as my son, same four-year beautiful degree, probably $300,000 cheaper. So whether you want to go on to a four-year school, whether you get a certificate, whether you do a 2 years and go on to your professional life, I mean, that's the beauty of the community college system that Dr. Valle described so well. So let's do this. After a commercial break, what I'd like to do is for you to talk a little bit about the student to faculty ratio. For example, one of the things I'm always impressed with is how wonderful the teaching is at the community college system level. I know when I was English major at Harvard and sat in the back of the lecture hall, whereas when I've kind of observed community college teaching, and it's so intimate and the professors are awesome. So we'll talk about that and some of the more popular programs, one of which you already mentioned, you know, the fire technologies that I'm particularly interested in. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Here we are May 8th and 9th, and with me this weekend is Dr. Larissa Baier, who is the president of Lakes Region Community College, part of the community college system, and we've had a number of people from the community college systems before on the show. We've had Tim Allison. We've had Dr. Gretchen from NHTI, who's doing, like Larissa, is doing a wonderful job at the equivalent here in Concord, NHTI. So let's talk about your students and the student-to-faculty ratio. And I know sometimes people say, what about, you know, sort of the college campus environment? Do you have, housing? So why don't we talk about a little bit about that?
Sure. So I guess I'll give you a little bit of an idea of who our students are first, and to give you a sense of how we serve that population.
Perfect.
So, you know, 94% of our students are New Hampshire residents. That means that they are living and working in our communities. For us, the average age is 25. That sometimes surprises individuals to hear that it's not 18 and it's not, you know, 62.
Wow.
Our 60% of our students are enroll as part-time students, and 40% enroll as full-time students. And most of our students are working when they are enrolled in school. And so that's a little bit of a sense of who our students are. Now, what that means for LRCC and for many community colleges, certainly we're not alone in this case, is that the needs of our population demand that we provide a different type of education so that they can be successful. For us, one of the things that means is maintaining our classes small and maintaining our education personalized. So the student-to-faculty ratio at LRCC is 14-1, and that means that when you're in a classroom, it is likely that most of your classes are not going to be 7,500 people classes. You're going to have 20, 25 students in a class. For us, that is a large class at LRCC. It also means that our faculty primarily come from industry. So many of our faculty, particularly those in our technical programs, have worked in the sectors in which they're teaching for many years, have that practical experience, and have gotten to a point in their lives where they want to serve and want to pass on that knowledge. That is the case for electricians that serve as faculty members in our electrical technology program, for our nurses, but it's also the case for our business faculty. Most of those individuals have been in that sector for some period of time before they decide to come in and make teaching their next career move.
So they have the pragmatic experience of actually running a business or being part of a management team of a business while imparting the knowledge as a teacher or professor. That's awesome. So you have the smaller classes, and it's affordable education. And by the way, if we've sparked interest, which I'm sure we have, the website is lrcc.edu. So what are some of the more popular programs? You mentioned one, the fire technologies. Tell us about that, and tell us also something known as the CNC Operator Boot Camp. That kind of intrigued me when I was preparing for the show.
I'm glad it did, Tom. So
probably should take a class.
we're ready for you whenever you'd like to come in.
Super.
So we're the only institution in the state that has an associate's degree in fire technologies. We have two programs, a fire science program and a fire protection program. And those are intended for individuals that want to be firefighters, that see themselves following a career path in that field. And some of them may actually be in a fire department. Some of them may be doing inspection work, for example, with our fire protection specialization. Many of our fire science programs also end up taking a certification in EMS, in emergency services, which we offer separately and as part of the program. And so that is one of the, it's certainly one of the long-term programs at LRCC, and it's also one of the programs that we are starting to review for potential changes. So many of you may know that NHTI has had a paramedic program for many years. And one of the things that we're trying to do at the community college system is really be much more clear about the career pathways that we establish for our students, not just from the two-year to the four-year institution, but even within the two-year system. We're trying to make it easier for those students to move from one degree program to another if that's something that would benefit them in terms of the career that they're seeking to pursue. And so we currently have a task force of industry professionals, both from the fire science side and from the paramedicine side, working along with NHTI as to figure out what is the best next step for us to provide a program that provides a ladder for students so that they don't have to go and just take an LRCC fire science degree, then go to NHTI and do a paramedicine degree or vice versa, when we can figure out a way that we can combine those programs for whom those students may be interested in. So that's the kind of work that we are constantly asking ourselves to do and working with our partners in our local communities to figure out what is the need in the community and then how can we best serve it.
That's great, and I think that also speaks to the fact that a lot of the collaboration between the community college system and other institutions of higher education, that collaboration and sort of strategic thinking is already taking place. So thank you for explaining that, and also maybe segue into the boot camp, but also talk about the nursing program, which has been obviously since the pandemic. I think a lot of people have seen the importance of registered nurses in terms of the frontline healthcare heroes. So tell us a little bit about that program as well as the boot camp.
Sure. So starting with the nursing program, all of our community colleges have local nursing programs that serve, again, those communities. Ours is it's a registered nurse program. And I'm always interested when I go interact with any healthcare facility, I always ask, where did you get your training? Because 9 times out of 10, if you ask ask a nurse, they will have graduated, at least their first degree came from one of our institutions, and we're really proud of that.
I do the same thing, and it's true, and also when I'm getting my teeth clean, I ask the hygienist, and oftentimes, at least in New Hampshire, it's an HTI grad. So.
Correct, and so so all of us have RN programs, LRCC included, and then we may have other programs. For example, at LRCC, we have an LNA program. We also have a medical assisting program, and so we're trying to provide those avenues for individuals who are interested in healthcare to have entry points into the field, and also working collaboratively with our healthcare providers, whether it's a hospital, practices, our nursing homes in our region, to make sure that we have open communication to be able to provide them with the skilled workers that they need as their needs change.
Awesome. All right.
So CNC boot camp.
Yes, go to the boot camp, because we're teasing the audience here, so I may have to sign up for this. So go ahead.
Sure. So we have both a degree and a certificate in an advanced manufacturing program at LRCC. But one of the things that we were in talking with our local manufacturers, of which in the Lakes region they tend to be smaller manufacturers. Certainly, we have larger operations like New Hampshire Ball Bearing, but many manufacturers in the Lakes region are smaller operations. And so in thinking about their needs for qualified employees and specifically specific in machining, for example, one of our faculty members was thinking about how do I create something that is quick? This is a six-week program. It's intense learning, but it will give an individual who really has no background in machining the ability to work on a CNC machine and then to scale up those skills as needed by them individually or by their employer. So the CNC boot camp will take you from nuts to bolts in 6 weeks in terms of being able to work with a milling machine and at an entry level. And for those individuals who may have already been hired by an employer, really without any skills, this is an opportunity to get the background so that they know they feel comfortable working with the machines. But it's also for those individuals who see themselves moving into a manufacturing setting and want to be able to walk in with at least some basic level knowledge that they can translate into a career.
So again, the website is lrcc.edu. Why don't you just give us like 1 minute on sort of the national landscape?
Yeah, so to give, I think sometimes community colleges get lost a little bit in the higher ed landscape, and I'll say, across the country, there's over 1,000 institutions that consider themselves community colleges, most of whom are public two-year institutions. In terms of the issuance of degrees, over 800,000 degrees, associate's degrees, are issued by community colleges, as well as certificates, non-credit trainings. We are the open enrollment opportunity for really anybody at any point in their lives to take advantage of post-secondary education. And one of the things that we've learned, Tom, is that is not static. You certainly may be at a different place when you're 18, thinking of a community college as an affordable local option for you. But when you're 35 or 45 years old and you may need a career change or may simply be at that place where you want to try something different, there's a local community college that can help because it's open access, it's flexible, and it's affordable. And usually within, 30 to 60 miles of really anywhere. And so it's really an integral part of the higher education network in our country.
Beautiful description. And I love that tagline, open enrollment approach. And, of course, the NHEI's tagline I always love, too, which is start here, go anywhere. So if you get a job right out of that 2 years, great. If you want to go on to 4 years, great. If you want to do something in between, it's all doable. So how blessed are we to have you leading Lakes Region Community College, Dr. Larissa Baez? So thank you for explaining it. I'm sure we've piqued interest. So again, if you're interested, lrcc.edu. I hope to have you back, Larissa, because we've just kind of touched on an area that both you and I could go on for hours on. So
we could. It's my pleasure. Anytime.